This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A good friend of mine, very practicing, and was a student at one point as well, was about to get married. And just about to get married, we were talking about things, what he wants, what he's looking for in a wife. So, stay-at-home wife. Nothing else. No work. No, studies. Career, all this stuff, forget that. Mind you, he's quite open-minded. But on this, women, I want my wife to stay at home. Okay, very good. So you're going to provide for her? Yes. He got married. I think it was about 3 or 4 years later. He started saying, the wife should go out and work and earn money and this and that. I said, brother, just a few years ago, you were telling me, no, she cannot go out. And he laughed. He laughed his heart out because he realized that he switched diametrically the opinion after he got married, possibly because of seeing the burdens of the economy and of life. Okay, it is unfortunate that in some economies, I think, and in some countries, the situation may force households to go to a double income situation, right? And they wouldn't be able to survive otherwise. And then, yes, there has to be some kind of sharing of responsibility. On the other hand, what you were mentioning, Prof, the issue of men not spending on their families. This is a big issue. And now I'm speaking to the men. The men and the guys in the audience. What are you doing? Are you living up to being a man? And fulfilling
mostly
their...
I know.
They will get there eventually. I see one brother, mashallah, he's had his responsibilities for a long time. You have to fulfill that responsibility. Saying that I'm the man and I'm the leader of the family and you are responsible for the family, this comes with the responsibilities. You don't fulfill this responsibility, guess what? The women will come and say, you cannot spend, I have to go out and work. And then she ends up spending. And this is, you know, until now, I cannot fathom such a situation.
But in some situation, men volunteer to provide all the you know, provisions, but still the women want to work.
Okay,
so
I mean,
maybe they want their financial.
Maybe she wants to work. Maybe she wants to have a career. That's okay as well. But again, then each family is going to have to deal with that in case by case basis. What about the kids? Inshallah, there are kids. How are you going to deal with that? How are you going to raise them, and so on and so forth? Then each family, that becomes a case by case basis in that situation. But what I'm trying to say is there's a lack of real men in the world. And this is a fact. And that's why a lot of women are trying to fill that gap now. And in fact, I read an article, a recent article by a Christian author saying, without, you know, completely honestly, I want to submit to my husband. I want a man to take care of me. I want to be in tune with my feminine side in that way. But that can only happen with upright, morally upright men who will be responsible, who will take care, and so on and so forth. And there's a lack of that. So it seems that the part of the problem as well is men not living up to what that...
expectations.
Not living up to what it means to be a man, to be responsible, to deserve what Professor mentioned, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, al-qiwama.
So there must be a set for training.
Newsflash, qiwama is not just by virtue of your mustache. Okay? Bima faddal Allah bi ba'dahum ala ba'd wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim. And because you are spending, you are responsible. She may be making more money than you. She may be more financially successful than you. But guess what? She's not responsible. If she decides to spend on the family, that is out of her generosity. If for some reason she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. You have the responsibility in the sight of Allah.
Okay, thank you, Doctor, for this clarification. Okay, now...